KDOM Radio AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for the Coach's Show as we talk boys basketball in the area with some area Red Rock Conference team as well as Kobe Lovell for the Wyndham Eagles. So stay tuned here on KDOM. Also announcing the Wyndham Net KDOM Player of the Week. So stay tuned on KDOM Radio.
Extra Touch Auto of Wyndham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of a Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Boys Basketball. And we look at the start of the season here. Coach, you guys going on the road, it looks like, to Truman, playing Grenada Hill East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther. And, you know, always tough first game of the season. Never really for surely know how things are going to go. But you guys able to get the win there against Grenada Hill East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 72-60.
I was very proud of the boys. Like you said, your first game of the year, you never really know who you are, and we still don't necessarily know who we are, but I know we're going to compete, and we did that the first game of the year. Had two outstanding performances on offense from Aiden Olson and Maxton Fast, who each had 30 points, and when you got two guys that each score 30, you really have a good chance to win. So, we were very fortunate that they had good shooting nights and pair that with some good team defense, and we were able to come out and win that one.
Yeah, big win to start off the season, but you know, looked to be maybe a little bit of a hangover headed into Thursday as you had Westbrook Walnut Grove at home, and you know, a really slow start. Let the Chargers get out to a decent lead, and you know, I think it was a closer game than the score indicates, but you know, in the end, Westbrook Walnut Grove was able to pull away 74-54.
They've been a team that's definitely had our number recently, especially with this group that we have and the group that they have, whether it be in the regular season or in the summer and tournaments in the summer. We've seemed to face them a bunch, and we just haven't been able to beat them. So it was a game that we thought we could maybe compete a little bit more than we did, judging by the score. But like you said, we had some good stretches, some bad stretches. We got to get ready to play a little bit better. I think we started down 14-0 and clawed back in, close game at halftime, and then coming out of halftime just kind of gave that, everything we clawed to get back, gave it right back to them. So score's probably a little more lopsided than maybe how the game played out, but it's just one where we got to start limiting runs and cutting them a little bit shorter.
Yeah, and then, you know, Friday the 12th, you guys had Edgerton come into town. And, you know, they're an athletic, lanky squad, you know, especially at the guard position. They got some guys that, you know, can really disrupt defensively. And they can score the basketball as well, and they took that win 87-70.
Yeah, they're a good ball team. And they'd be even better. I know they have their big man inside, who unfortunately is out for the year with a knee injury, but definitely a very good basketball team, one of the better players in the conference with the Moffitt kid, and he shot lights out, this Golden kid shot lights out, and we didn't. And at the end of the day in basketball, you got to put the ball in the hoop more than the other team, and we're just not doing that right now. And you know, you can clean up a lot of other things along the way, especially rebounding, taking care of the ball, and you know, hopefully we're able to do that. But I wasn't mad at the way our boys competed necessarily. It was just the way we executed on some things that we got to clean up.
Yeah, so started the year 1-2, and you know, you've got a tough one coming up here on Thursday. That's tomorrow. You know, maybe the most athletic team, probably the most athletic team you'll see all season in Hills Beaver Creek. You know, pretty rated high in the state, and then you know, a 5-0 Medelia team headed into Friday, and then you know, you got the weekend to prepare for Wyndham on Monday. You know, a tough stretch here for you guys. What's kind of the thought process, the expectation headed into the end of this week, headed into next week?
Yeah, it's definitely a gauntlet coming up. Probably the front runners to come out of Section 3 and a front runner to come out of Section 2 on Friday. And then, you know, you've obviously seen Wyndham a ton. They're a team that's going to get up and down and play fast and challenge you in a lot of ways. So with all three of these teams, they like to play at a high pace. And it's something that, you know, we're not necessarily uncomfortable going up and down with teams, but defensively right now, those three teams are all going to present some challenges to us if we don't take care of the ball. And they're teams that if you turn it over, it can get ugly pretty quick. So what we're looking for is to make sure, first and foremost, that we're doing that. We're handling the pressure. They're all going to pick us up full court. And they're all, you know, at least two of the three are going to run some zone against us after picking us up full court. So being able to handle the pressure, get into our stuff in the half-court set, and hopefully be a little bit more efficient on the offensive end. So as far as what I'm looking for just personally as a coach is for us to compete. They're all tough games. You're not going to win every one of them. So to me, it's just compete, you know, hopefully get a little bit better each night.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
That sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
American Family Insurance in Wyndham and Mountain Lake is looking out for what matters, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, your American Family agent. Please call us at 507-831-1711 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
To show here on KDOM Radio, I've got Coach Jenegas of Westbrook Walnut Grove Boys Basketball. And you know, a tough matchup to start the year, Coach. You had Mankato Loyola on the road on Monday the 1st, and you know, that's a pretty good squad they got there, and a win for them, 81-64 to start off the year.
Wonky start to the year. You know, you're dealing with Thanksgiving in week two. We had a couple of weather-related changes to the practice schedule. This game was supposed to be played on Thanksgiving Saturday, weather didn't allow that. You're coming off of a long break, taking a longer trip, going to a place that you've never been, playing an opponent you're pretty unfamiliar with. So, you know, our guys got off to a great start, had a 10-2 lead right away, and then found ourselves in some early foul trouble, which is never good in the first game of the season, and especially when it happens to ball handling guards. So we found ourselves, you know, with a decent lead, gave up a 15-1 run. We're able to, you know, get back to one right before half, had an opportunity to score from the line, unable to convert. They come down and score at the buzzer. And then kind of in the second half, we were kind of experimenting with their defense a little bit, and that experiment failed, and they exploited it quite drastically, and you know, also shot pretty well in the second half. But you know, it's kind of one of those days, like, hey, we're looking to learn something. We got some new guys playing in new spots, and I think we did come away with a lot of information that we could use. We had, you know, 24 points from Drew Swanson to lead, but Connor Jacobs making, you know, just the second start of his career here as a sophomore, he scored 20, and Tucker Crick, another sophomore, playing off the bench for the first time in his career, playing significant minutes, scored 10, had 5 rebounds. So, you know, got some of those positive contributions, and we just checked the box and moved on to the next one.
Yeah, Coach, and that next one was a Mountain Lake area Comfrey team on the road in Mountain Lake. And, you know, another big game from Drew Swanson. You know, you talked about him being an impact player for you guys this year. But, you know, also a big game from Max Weiborg inside, you know, for you guys and getting the win there 74-54.
Yeah, you know, on this night, I thought that, you know, again, for the second game in a row, we got off to a fantastic start. I thought, you know, our defensive intensity was there. We moved the ball well on offense, converted shots when we need to, and, you know, got out to a 12 or 14-0 lead, you know, 4 or 5 minutes in. And then, as we did on Monday night, kind of hit a wall offensively. And when our offense isn't playing through five guys and the ball gets kind of sticky, then our defense kind of goes to the hoots. And, you know, Mountain Lake did a good job of battling their way back in. You know, the second half was kind of back and forth for a while, and then just hit another stretch. We were able to, you know, create a few turnovers, make a couple jump shots, some offensive rebounds, and come away with a nice victory that allowed us to get, you know, everybody involved. And like you said, you know, Drew had 28 points, but for Max, you know, to go on the road in a conference game, which in a place that hasn't been, you know, easy for us to play over time, and to come away with 18 points and 17 rebounds was a great night for him to kind of step into the conference scene as a main cog in our program.
Yeah, big win there, first win of the season. Able to parlay that the following week on a Friday against the Lakeview Lakers at home. First home game, you guys able to come out and get that win 64-43.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about this schedule was that we had, you know, had a couple games and some practices, you know, to put, you know, work out some of our own kinks and, you know, add some systematic stuff. And, you know, Lakeview came over and they were kind of shorthanded due to some illness. But I thought our guys played well. We took a 34-12 lead into the half and, you know, held that lead throughout the second half. And again, allowed, you know, maybe some guys who haven't really played in main rotation to, you know, mix in with some of that starting rotation and see how they might fit and how they might help us here going down the stretch run as we get in, you know, later into the season. And Drew again led the way with 27. We got Neil Keel on the scoring train here Friday night with 11. And then, you know, just, you know, a few baskets here and there from lots of other guys and had eight guys score. And, you know, our biggest downfall here, you know, through three games is that we haven't shot the three very well. Haven't probably shot enough of them, but definitely haven't made them. So that's something that we were trying to work our way throughout that game. But going 2 for 20 from three is not going to get you as far as you get down to January and February and March.
Yeah, good win there to kind of start a train here of three games in 4 days. You had Mineota on Saturday. Another home game for you, and the most points you scored in the season so far is 77-58 win.
Yeah, you know, you never know what you're going to quite get. You can play 8:30 Friday night and turn around and play middle of the day Saturday, and having that quick turnaround, you know, sometimes puts things up in the air. But this, I think, in the first four was by far the most complete game we'd played from all aspects of playing as a team, defending as a team, rebounding, shooting, moving the ball on offense. And again, for the fourth end row, got off to a great start, built a 10-point lead early in the first half and kind of maintained that lead throughout the game. And, you know, every now and then we could push it to 15-16 and then it maybe fall back to 10 or 11, but we were always able to get that play. And on this afternoon, most of those plays came from Neil Keel. The way that Mineola defended in the full court kind of put a lot of the ball handling responsibility on Neil. And he just did a great job of maintaining composure, putting the ball in the right spot if they needed to, and attacking the basket when that space became available. And he finished with a career-high 23 points. He went 8-9 from the free throw line and had a handful of assists and just really managed that game well for us. Also, we've got, you know, 15 points from Max Weiborg with 8 rebounds. Jackson Jenegas kind of got on board here. He had kind of struggled shooting the ball the first three games and went 4-6 from three. He added 12 rebounds, a career high for him. And then we got Drew with 12, and Connor Jacobs chipped in 8. And it was just a really complete team effort. And again, as the game progressed, we were able to get some some different guys into that rotation and ended a really positive weekend for us against what I think are probably two pretty decent opponents.
All right, and then coming back on that Monday road game against Slayton, and that's a tough place to play, and MCC's got a good squad this year, and they ended up getting a win there 58-47.
Yeah, you know, third game in 4 days, never great to play at MCC coming off of a no practice the day before, and I thought that this is probably one on our schedule that we were looking at early, like this can be a tough one to get, and we had a 20-8 lead at the 9-minute mark, and, you know, they flipped around some defense, and, you know, we didn't get some shots to fall. It was a, on the night, you know, like, out of five games, there's our season low in turnovers. So in all five games, we've had fewer turnovers than we've been, you know, we've forced more than we've had, and, you know, we kind of struggled this because of the scheme of the way they're playing to really make a bunch of substitutions, so... it was kind of riding five guys, and we did get four of them in double figures. It's just that we just had a heck of a time scoring the ball in the last 25 minutes, and at MCC they were able to find ways to do that in the second half. And, you know, sometimes for us that was maybe a shot that was out of rhythm, a long shot, and it provided them an opportunity to race out in transition that put us in some tricky spots defensively. But it's definitely a good one to learn from. And, you know, we're going to see MC another time or two throughout the course of the year here. So we'll be able to go back on this one and see, you know, the one really, really positive we had the other night was that we had Max Weiberg, you know, making his first start against what I would say is an experienced, you know, back-to-the-basket post player in Aiden Swenson from MCC. And I thought Max... stuck to his game plan. I thought he did a great job of forcing some situations and not giving ground and, you know, held Aiden to just 8 points. And that'll be one that we'll be able to go back on later in the year and remind, you know, Max of, you know, like you're 6'7", 250-pound, you know, guy who can play in the middle and you're going to be here for a long time. So he had, you know, gotten in a lot of foul trouble in the first four games. And being able to stay out of that on a night when the ball was trying to get in there more often, I thought was a really good step in the right direction for him.
Coach, it's been a busy start to the season, and things don't really slow down the next couple of days. You got Adrian Ellsworth on Thursday, and then on Saturday a match with TMB at home. And then you get a little bit of a break for the holidays. What's kind of your thought process here coming into the next couple of days? Obviously, I'm sure it's one game at a time, and looking at Adrian here coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, the first thing I think is that we want to continue to have good starts. And in all five games, we've gone off to a great start in the first 5 or 6 minutes. And we've had all five players score at least, all five starters, I should say, score at least 15 points or more in a game. And all five of them at some point in their career have scored 18 or more. And so... They've all demonstrated the ability to score the ball, and now it's just our job as a group and as coaches to make sure that we're able to identify that early in the game and that we move that ball enough so that everybody gets their touches, because that's proven so far this year to make our defense and our rebounding be better. And then, you know, the thing that we have to be better at is just kind of maintaining that defensive intensity toward the end of the first half, but especially in the second half, and probably more importantly, especially in the first 5 or 6 minutes of the second half, so that if you do have that opportunity to have a lead at halftime, that you're able to extend that lead, you know, early in the second half and not, you know, get yourself into a free throw shooting contest down the stretch. And then lastly, you know, for us is we're still trying to build some depth and just trying to find a role and a place to use some of our non-starters is really important, and you know, we're experimenting on a nightly basis on, you know, this combination and that combination, and is it a defensive combination, is it an offensive combination, how we can gel together. And it's really important also for our guys to understand that, like, that combination changes throughout the course of a game and from game to game, so you know, kind of depending on what that opponent brings to the table each day, We're going to have to be able to adjust, and that'll definitely be a work in the progress as we move forward. But it's a good challenge that we're looking forward to attacking, and I think our guys will be up for that challenge.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of days. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet you, Zach. Thank you. Have a good Christmas.
Yes, you as well. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Wyndham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswyndham.com.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Still got some coaches to talk to, Red Rock Central, Heron, Lincoln, Covina, Fulda, and Wyndham, but wanted to hop in here and announce the KDOM Wyndham Net Player of the Week, and it is Wyndham girls basketball senior Britta Chetland with her efforts against Laverne up at the Target Center in the Twin Cities. Big game for Britta Chetland, helping the Eagles take down Laverne in that matchup. So Britta Chetland is your Wyndham Net KDOM Player of the Week here on KDOM.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA.
Leading in a better banking.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Schumacher of Red Rock Central Boys Basketball. And you know, looking at the schedule here, Coach, to start off the year, I knew it was going to be, you know, a little bit of a challenge to start this season with the schedule you got here early on. Started on Monday the 1st against Lakeview on the road, you know, taking on a solid Lakers squad, and they ended up getting the win 94-56.
Yeah, they came out and they did a lot of really nice things there. They had their full squad available and just used what they took, what they could do really well, and did those things. They utilized their height, and they played with a tremendous amount of energy on that opening night. And seeing some things that where they've been since then, and some illness and stuff they've had going through them, I wish we would have maybe got a chance to play them at any other day other than that one. But that was that was our time, and we did a few nice things there. But at the end of the day, we just didn't have enough answers for some height that they had, some athleticism that they had, and we just weren't quite ready enough to play.
Yeah, Coach, you know, it's tough, you know, going on the road to start the season, and, you know, maybe even tougher having to play a back-to-back right off the bat, but it looks like you guys had on Tracy Milroy Ballanton on Tuesday, and that went another road game for you. And, you know, TMB is a team that the last couple of years have made it to Super Saturday and have lost in some heartbreak. And, you know, they're looking for this year to kind of be the year to change that. And they're a really solid ball club, and they got to win 85-57.
Yeah, that was the game after having, you know, game one under our belt there and kind of figuring some things out and looking at from a matchup standpoint where we were with them. It's going to be a very similar style where they didn't have a whole lot of height, and I thought we could really come out and compete nicely. They did a really good job of knocking down open jump shots there in the first half. They had 7 threes in the first half and kind of were able to extend some things, get some guys in foul trouble, get to the free throw line an awful amount of times, and just kind of steadily pull away as we could never get a little run developed or going, because we always kind of seem to have enough defensive lapses where they could slow some things down and then get to the foul line and extend the lead that they had. And we just weren't just able to play crisp enough to kind of live in our strengths there, and that one got away from us in a big hurry there in the second half.
Yeah, tough loss there to TMB, but, you know, had to move on to that Thursday, completing a very busy week for you guys, taking on Maury County Central. And Slayton, and always a tough place to play, and, you know, the Rebels, they've got a good squad this year as well, and they got the win 71-43.
Yeah, they're a team that got some really nice athleticism that showed throughout their football season there of making it to the state semifinals, and they had a little bit of height on the inside, and you mix that with some really athletic guards that can do some really nice things, and they're really well coached there. Tim does a nice job in being able to execute things precisely and correctly, and his program does a good job of just not really beating themselves. So we did have some success in a little bit more of a full court game, and we made a few jump shots that night. I think we had eight or nine threes on the night, which was good to see. Finn Batalden had a nice game that night, knocking down a few jump shots, which is really critical, because we need people other than Henry to score for us. And at the end of the day, again, it was just our lack of defensive presence and being able to kind of stack defensive stops, get some consecutive stops in a row, create some momentum so we don't have so much pressure on both sides of the basketball all the time.
Well, Coach, you know, finishing up the wrap-up, you know, you guys had a week to prepare, but, you know, a Hillis Beaver Creek team that is at the top of the state in their class, you know, you talked about Maury County Central having athleticism. You know, Hillis Beaver Creek has athleticism and more. They got the win 87-52.
Yeah, running down the hills there to cap off part of our season with our fourth consecutive road game there. We knew what they were about there and what they kind of like to do, you know, like to play a full court game and like to use their athleticism to their benefits. And that was a really good game that demonstrates the ability to execute things correctly, because when we executed things well, we got open shots, we got layups, we solved their press with very limited issues and had a lot of really good success. But the moment we got into a scramble or we didn't execute things, a guy maybe took a few steps the wrong direction and closed up a hole in the zone, that's where their athleticism, that's where their length, their, you know, experience was able to really capitalize. An important stretch that we talked about with the team afterwards was with a minute 27 to go left in the first half, it was a 31-39 ball game. Well, we ended up giving up 11 points in those last 87 seconds. Now, it started at the free throw line, so the clock was stopped, but it was still what I've mentioned before in some of our prior games there that we still needed to fix, of not getting defensive stops. Now, we did get a couple buckets ourselves. We got a two, we got a three in there, so there's a lot of points scored just in the last 90 seconds. But our focus, and especially for the last 4 days of practice here, as we kind of move into a really busy stretch of three consecutive games, has been defense, how to stay out of foul trouble, how to do things better, because for a veteran ball club like ours, it is, an area where we need to have better focus and which we can certainly improve on that I think will help our results here.
All right, Coach. And looking forward here, tomorrow you've got a matchup against Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, a Coyote squad that is on a two-game win streak. And then you start your home stand where you got Adrian Ellsworth, Yellow Medicine East, Renville County West, you know, some winnable games in there. And, you know, opportunity tomorrow where I'm sure the Coyotes are looking at it kind of the same way as, you know, a chance, a game where everybody can kind of get back on track and be able to kind of start something special here in the next couple of games.
Yeah, it'll be who's kind of style plays out a little bit. Heron Lake, they've got a little bit more size and height. And if they can kind of get their style of game that they want to play involved, I think we'll have a hard time, but if we can apply the things that we've been working on in practice here for the last couple days, or the last few days, we can certainly turn it into a ball game. Got to be able to make jump shots and just play well. Looking to play well as we get into, like you mentioned, that we're going to have actually the next four games after tomorrow night will all be home games, but that'll extend all the way into the 2nd of January. Actually, we'll have five. That'll extend into the 3rd of January. So just getting some consistency in any way that we can get it and being prepared for playing well at home.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on this Wednesday to talk to us for the Coach's Show. Looking forward to seeing the Coyotes tomorrow in Heron Lake. Good luck, and we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much for the coverage. Appreciate it. We'll see you there.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's KustomThreadsMN.com.
Hospice of Murray County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Murray County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Forwald of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Boys Basketball. And Coach, we'll start here with the first game of the season. You guys having to go on the road, which, you know, looking at it now is something that you were prepared for. It was going to be basically the whole first part of the season you guys heading on the road. But starting at RTR, and, you know, they're a program that has had a lot of success the last couple of years. And, you know, they're looking to kind of repeat that this year. And, you know, first game, you never really know what you're going to get, but RTR got the win 78-39.
Right. Yeah, they're like you said, they're a program with great history, and they're running jump press, and just their pressure in general really bothered us, you know, in game one. We weren't quite ready for it, but that's something that we've continued to get better at and continue to work on, so... yeah, that was definitely the first opportunity to learn together.
Yeah, for sure. You know, RTR, tough place to play, and, you know, a tough one there for you. But, you know, that weekend or that towards the end of the week there, you guys were part of the Classic over in Wabasso and, you know, took on Gibbon Fairfax Rento up in that first game, taking the loss 77-51. You know, a tough game there. And then, of course, you know, trying to bounce back and play on Saturday is always tough, especially after losing the first one, and McCray got the win 66-48. Can you just talk about your experience over there in Wabasso?
Yeah, definitely. Both those games brought different challenges. GFW has a stud senior that we wanted to focus on defensively and make life difficult on him, and McCray zone against us, and we had to try to figure that out. But I loved our effort in both those games where we didn't give up on either of them. McCray, we're up three at half, you know, so we're going in the half. We feel pretty good about ourselves and come out the second half, and they just got us. You know, we hadn't learned how to win yet. But like I said, I've never had to get on these guys much with effort. They've been very coachable and play their tails off, so a lot to work with there.
For sure, Coach. And then had about a week off and headed over to Westbrook for the Candy Cane Classic, and looked like it was an absolute battle against Mineota, taking a loss 57-55. But, you know, guys able to learn from that and bounce back on Saturday and get that win against Lakeview 62-52. I'm sure, you know, it was nice to see the guys get that first win of the season after a heartbreaking loss the day before.
Absolutely. I was so proud of them, and just to get that first one out of the way and figure out how to win together, and just building off that now. So,
yeah, for sure. And you know, you guys were able to do just that yesterday, you know, on the road, taking on Adrian Ellsworth, you know, another road game, and, you know, coming off that win against Lakeview, sometimes there can be, you know, a little bit of, a hangover from getting that first win, but you guys able to take care of business there on the road, 57-45.
You bet. You bet. Our guys are defending people. They're defending at a different level than what we started the season at, and we're going to continue to try to get better on that end of the floor. That's where we can be consistent every night, is just guard people as hard as we can and frustrate people that way. Very proud of this group.
All right, looking forward here. You guys got Red Rock Central tomorrow. First home game of the season. Looks like it's going to be in Okabena. We're excited to be there to cover that one against Red Rock Central. I'm sure both teams are looking at this game as an opportunity to kind of get things going. You guys were, a chance for three in a row and to get things building. Red Rock Central is hoping that they can go on the road and pick up their first win of the season. And then, things get really tough for you guys the following week. We get into the holidays where, you got Murray County Central and then a long break before you come back and see one of the most athletic teams in the state in Hills Beaver Creek. I'm sure, your mentality is one game at a time, but, things are getting pretty hectic right about now in this time of year. And, I'm sure pretty focused here on trying to pick another one up tomorrow.
Absolutely. The guys are, they're hungry to keep stacking good days and wins. So, like I said, this is a great group and fun group to work with.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're very excited to cover you guys tomorrow night against Red Rock Central, 7 o'clock start time for the coverage there. Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again here down the road.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks much.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham and the reason customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service. Higley Ford looks forward to seeing you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Lovell of Windham Boys Basketball. And Coach, things started off on the right foot for you guys on a Saturday against Adrian Ellsworth. A home game. It's a little bit odd playing on a Saturday to start the year, but, after the holidays and everything, and you guys able to come out strong and get that win first game of the year, 78-62.
Yeah, fortunately, we were able to play on that Saturday. It was kind of a snowy day, and we ended up having a walkthrough that morning, and we didn't know if we were going to play, but we were able to have Adrian come to town, and it was a good challenge. Our first game, always the first game of the year can be kind of a worryful game for us. Any first game for anybody, I think, can say the same. But we really came up on top and get the W over Adrian.
Yeah, good win there against the Dragons. And coming back that following Tuesday, you guys on the road, it was a girl-boy doubleheader over in Blue Earth. And, Blue Earth has got a good ball club this year, good boys team. And you guys were able to get over there and compete, but Blue Earth got the win 76-53.
Yeah, it was our first kind of taste of Big South Conference basketball. And Blue Earth is always kind of a tough place to play, and they got some good athletes over there. But at the same time, I thought we saw a lot of good things on our end. I know we didn't come out with a W, but we saw a lot of good things going like we want to see them as coaches. So guys were competing for stuff and getting roles kind of figured out. And the basketball season is a long season, so it's kind of a good – there's good stuff and bad stuff to point out. But overall, I was kind of happy with how it went. We always want to win, but it was good to see some good things.
All right, and moving on here to that Friday. Actually, a week went by, and you guys had St. James on Friday the 12th. A very close game against St. James. Two teams know each other very well, always a battle between the two. And, had a look there at the end. Henry Visker had an open three, but, just short and ball didn't bounce your guys' way, and St. James got to win 84-81.
Yeah, that was kind of a hard break, but again, a really fun game between two teams. I think a lot of comparable things between our players and kind of our styles a little bit, some can say, but that was our first kind of home game
conference game with St. James, and they're a tough team. They got a lot of good athletes too. They can shoot a little bit. They can play, make, rebound, and all that good stuff. And but I thought our guys competed well. We had several chances. We were up at halftime by four. And Dame basketball is all about the runs. So we kind of stalled out a little bit, but for the most part, it was back and forth throughout the whole game. Again, we got into some foul trouble, I thought. So we weren't able to have certain guys on the court at the same time, but, you know, that's basketball, and St. James is, again, a pretty good team, and we'll see them again coming down the road.
All right, and then having to turn right back around on Saturday in a pretty cool event. I know for coaches it can be, you know, a little bit a double-edged sword, where it's cool to go up there to the Target Center and get into play where the T-Wolves play, but also it's a little bit tough because it is, you know, a different environment, and, you know, things are a little bit tough when it comes to travel and getting the kids there and getting them all focused and everything. And, you know, it was a matchup against Laverne, and, you know, it looked like to be a physical game, and Laverne was able to get the win 74-59.
Yeah. First of all, playing at the Target Center, I mean, if anybody can do that, I would highly suggest getting there, even if it's just for a Timberwolves game. But we got to actually play there. We got to be right by the court, on the court. It's a lot brighter than some people think. But we had a lot of fans there. We had a great support from both schools. Laverne's a tough school. Being in the Big South, they're going to be right at the top, I think, at the end of the year. And, again, we get to play all these teams twice. But playing at the Target Center is really cool for our guys in our program. We got a charter bus for our 9th through 12th graders. So they all were kind of experiencing it with us, and the varsity guys. We started off really hot against them. Actually, we were up a little bit, and they do a nice job of switching between defenses, running their stuff down. Their coach does a nice job with them. So, again, another hard-fought battle. Saw some good things. Didn't shoot it great, but that's the name of the game sometimes. And we found different ways to score at times. And they kind of just went on a run there to end the first half, and we kind of couldn't get back from there. We got within four, I think, which was good to see them kind of battle back, and that's what we want to see out of all our guys in 9 through 12. So, again, good things to think about and build off from there.
Absolutely, and finishing up the wrap-up here, you guys had Fairmont last night, and, you know, Fairmont's a team that has a lot of high expectations and started the year off strong, but you guys gave them one heck of a battle. It was a close game at halftime and looked to be a close game all the way through, but Fairmont at home got the win 51-42.
Yeah, you know, our guys, it can be tough at times, you know, when you drop two close games there, I thought, with St. James and Laverne, where you're competing and you're doing good things, it just doesn't kind of work out, or the chips don't fall where they need to. And I thought our guys responded really well. Fairmont enough. I told them before the game, this is a tough environment to play in. And we kind of controlled it there for a little bit. Again, we were up by one at half. They kind of like to slow it down a little bit. We were able to do that, limit the possessions. And they rebounded really well. They got a 6'10 Junkermeyer. They got another strong physical in that Reed Johnson. That kind of pushed us around a little bit. But again, I don't think that's what made us lose the game by any means. We got to that 42 point mark. It's kind of back and forth again, like we saw in all our games. We've got to find ways to finish games out, and I think that's going to come with, we got a 26 game schedule, so we get to see those guys again, and we're in a tough stretch right now. We wouldn't want it any other way around here, so a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Very competitive in the Big South Conference. And, you know, got another competitive one coming up here on Friday. You got Jackson County Central at home in a girl-boy doubleheader. Should be a great environment with that rivalry coming to town. And then you got, you know, the weekend, and got Mountain Lake on Monday and Hills Beaver Creek after the holidays at SMSU. So a lot of fun still to be had very early in the season. But kind of what are your thoughts here in the next couple of days? Some anticipation for Friday, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've been kind of playing, you know, we played Friday, Saturday, and then we played Tuesday. So it's kind of been kind of bang, bang, bang there with games, and it's a lot of fun. So these next few days, we're going to get prepared for Jackson, because we always play these guys the 19th, whether it's there or here. It's always, like you said, it's going to be a great environment. I'm glad it's at home right away. A lot of people come back from Christmas break. So that gym's going to be full, and it's going to be fun for our players. I kind of talked about it already with some of them. It's like I think they're looking forward to it too. Jackson's obviously a very good team. But again, we've competed with everybody, I feel like, that we've played. So hopefully we can feed off our crowd's energy and they can bring it on Friday night, like I know that a lot of Wyndham Eagles supporters of basketball will do. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Appreciate the time, Coach Lovell, here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again down the road. Good luck here the next couple.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around. 38 degrees right now here in Wyndham. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Once again, our KDOM Wyndham Net Player of the Week is Wyndham senior Britta Chetlin of Wyndham Girls Basketball. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. You've been listening to the Coach's Show, Boys Basketball Week, here on KDOM.